It's even kind of hard to imagine what it must have been like, because this is still the Easter day, that first day that St. Luke is recounting to us. And just these emotions or these states that he describes, that they were startled and terrified, but then they were incredulous for joy and they were amazed. Again, what an amazing encounter that must have been. To be incredulous, but with joy. To not really understand, not really to know, but to be joyful, to be amazed at the reality of what was being played out in their very, right in front of them, right in front of their very face, to see these things. Like, can this be true? Is this real? Is this really happening? In some small ways, many of us have had similar experiences where we just can't really believe that this thing is happening in front of us. It's almost too good to be true. And this is why Mother Church gives us this octave, these 8 days of celebration, Easter, as though it is the day, that this is the day. We continue that day, this day, to celebrate with joy. What Jesus says to them is so important for us. Look at me, he says to them. Look at my hands and my feet. Touch me and see me. The physicality, the tangible reality of our relationship with Jesus. This is why we can have confidence in the sacraments. These physical things that allow us to be touched by God and to touch God. At the very same Jesus who appeared to them and was speaking to them is here with us today in the Holy Eucharist. Is here with us today in the confessional, in the waters of baptism, in the sacrament of holy matrimony. That very same Jesus is made present to us in the very same way. We should be incredulous with joy at the nearness of God to us. So what an amazing day this is. And we ask for the grace to be amazed at the nearness, the closeness, the reality of God with us. And in the first reading, twice we had these two little words, but God. Oftentimes, that phrase appears in the New Testament. That something bad happened. Something bad was happening. There was a bad situation, but God. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him up. You acted out of ignorance, but God. You were lost and dead in your sin, but God. Again, the reality, the amazement that we should have of what God does and is doing in our life. And when we encounter those bad situations, to realize that God is with us and that with God, everything is made new. When we are scared and we are terrified and we are uncertain, we hear that voice of Jesus say, look at me, touch me, I am here. Let us be incredulous with joy and amazed that God is here.